Sometimes boxes with tapes were broken into. Cassette tapes are highly valued in some countries. Raymond learned to put tapes in the middle and surround them with tracks. This worked better. It takes 3 to 4 months for these boxes to arrive by surface mail. So, when we first get the request, each one who wrote was sent a packet by airmail to get there earlier to bring encouragement to them. This packet included one tape, 24 tracks, and a form letter, which added up exactly to 6 ounces, which cost $3.18. We still send these, but at times without a tape. Current cost is $3.50 postage for that packet. Raymond thought it would be nice if the cost could be $3.16. Do you know why? Because John 3:16 is a salvation verse. The postmaster laughed, but said he had to follow the rules just like everyone else did. For some years, these miracle boxes were bought for 50 cents through the post office. It is one of the supernatural ways God blessed the ministry. Then the Lord led Raymond to use shipping boxes his brother David had salvaged from a factory in Pennsylvania where he worked. This saved several thousand dollars. God was doing it again. Though a bit different in size, the materials fit exactly. After some time, these boxes were no longer available, though. Then the Lord provided boxes that were being thrown away at a local poultry plant. Again, these were the exact size for shipping tracts, New Testaments, Bibles, or tapes. But once again, the supply came to an end. Raymond asked at a local box factory about the price of new boxes. Well, they would be between 80 and 90 cents each. That price seemed too high. So he recently phoned another larger box company to ask about any overstock or misprinted boxes. They sent a sample. Guess what? When it was packed with tracts, tapes, and New Testaments, even though the dimensions were different, again, the size was perfect. He was able to buy 1,400 of these for about 9 cents each. He still calls them his miracle boxes. At one time, loose literature could be mailed to Africa for $1.10 a pound, which was a good price. But each box had to be mailed in its own M bag. But if the literature was books, it could go for 55 cents a pound. Boys and girls, one night God woke up Raymond with an idea. What is a book? That day, he and the postmaster looked into the rule book. There, it said, to pass for a book, there must be 8 or more pages, it must be fastened together, and have the general appearance of a book. Raymond bought heavy-duty hand staplers. With one of these, he stapled straight down to a pack of tracts, not closing the staple on the other side. These passed as books. When over in Africa, the staple could be removed and the tracts could be given out. A box of tracts weighing 44 pounds could be mailed for $24.50 instead of $45.10. Sometimes boxes come back from Africa because a person was not at that address. It is amazing what good condition these boxes still are in for all that distance traveled. Now I want to tell you more how God used Tony to witness for him. You remember, I told you he asked Raymond to send tracts to his friend who was involved with a big tent crusade in Africa. Many accepted Jesus there and needed much help to grow in their new Christian lives. Jesus said tracts, along with others, were used to help them grow. Tony was really excited about Jesus said tracts. He had a friend, Harold, who was working for a United States building contractor at an Air Force base in Izmir, Turkey. Do you know the name used in the Bible for Izmir in Turkey? It is Smyrna. That's one of the seven churches mentioned in Revelation.